Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Amir with the Bulletin Board Heroes for Wednesday, the 6th of May. Starting off with Anglo African Oil and Gas, which was a bit of almost like a novelty inclusion yesterday around the 0.32 level. You can see the shares have more than doubled, hitting towards 0.8 at the best. View at this stage is that at least while we're above the previous target, 0.6 pence, we could see further gains, obviously retesting the best levels of the day so far, but the best case scenario target up to 1.1 pence, which would be a giddy height indeed, given where the stock was just a couple of weeks ago. On to a new face for the Bulletin Board Heroes, coming in the form of one of the few pharma stocks which hasn't gone up in the recent past, and it's in the form of Bexymco Pharmaceuticals. Here we see that the shares have broken up above the 50 and 200-day moving averages. One would say that broken a line of resistance from February through the upper 30s, say 37p, and while we're above that, looking for a target towards 55 pence at the top of a rising trend channel from November, and hopefully this will be a relatively smooth affair, unlike some. Stock which apparently has got a lot of cash hanging around and may come back into fashion is Barclay Energia. Some of you might have some rather painful memories of what the stock did a couple of years back, but current situations, we see a clear break above the 200-day moving average at 12 pence. As you can see, the stock had a false dawn move there, breaking that wedge and then going on to make newer lows. So beware of its rather difficult track record. But at least now, while above the 200-day line, looking for a move towards 25 to 30 pence as a best-case scenario over the next couple of months. Caspian, a relatively obscure inclusion today. I think it's a stock I've covered before. I think we were looking at the shares after they broke that resistance line from the beginning of the year around 3 pence. We've gone back to 3 pence after doubling, and hopefully the shares will repeat the same kind of feat on this occasion, i.e. above 3 pence and breaking that April resistance line, heading up towards the top of a rising trend channel from the end of February, as high as 7 pence, and all of that while we're above 3 pence. So ideally, we have a decent end of day close above the 50-day moving average, just around or just underneath the 4 pence level at the moment. On to a stock which was brought to my attention by one of the Twitterati, one of the many Twitterati these days. And it's Futura Medical. Clearly, the stock has disappointed rather painfully on many occasions before, and we are rising after breaking this triangle from February. Clearly, the stock has, as I said, not been a great ambassador for its cause, but the view at this stage is, at least while we're above the broken February resistance line at 13 pence, we could head up towards the 200-day moving average at 23 pence, although clearly that would require some decent news or decent event in order to get there. Stock which seems to be increasingly popular is Ince Group. Here we've had the initial neckline break early in April, and that was pretty, but basically a break of the 19 to 20 pence area. We've come back to test that as support again, and the shares having a second crack at a sustained recovery. I suppose you could say that that was the line which has been broken there from the end of February. Initial target, the 50-day moving average at 27 pence, but after that we could see some move towards the mid-30s, perhaps hitting that resistance line from March at the top of a rising trend channel that I have drawn in that way. Very good bullish divergence there in the RSI window as well, so that does suggest that on this occasion, especially with this A very strong looking green candle. It'll be second time lucky for a potential recovery there. Speaking of recovery, oil and gas, or sorry, oil. The oil price has been boosted over the last 24 hours or so. That's caused some of the battered oil and gas plays to recover. One of them is Jersey Oil and Gas breaking this line of resistance from March. And really, while we're above that, looking for a top of March trend channel target as high as £1.10. And all of that while we hold above, let's say, the upper 50s level. We've got the 20-day moving average there at 59. So above that, looking for further gains, initially towards 80 pence. But as I said, the target here could be £1.10 over the next month or so, if everything pans out properly. Modern Water, a lot of talk about this over the past few weeks. We had the full storm break in December, where we just rolled over and made a new low. But the current situation is that we've broken this falling wedge. The breakout level, 0.5 pence. And while we've held above that, we built well. Good gap through the 200-day moving average today, which should underline the turnaround here at the stock. And we've got a top of December price channel target up to 2.5 pence while we remain above, at least above the 200-day line at 1.25 pence. So looking quite geometric in terms of the upside there. A stock which I cover periodically, but it hasn't taken off as one would have hoped, is Orosur Mining. We had the gap to the downside there, and that gave us an initial potential recovery around the 2 pence level. We did actually make a final low last month, final bear trap low with an exhaustion gap, second gap down in consecutive months, and then we've had a gap higher today. So island reversal through the 50-day moving average, 2.16. Remember that one of the best setups you can have is a gap near the bottom of the range, gap higher, obviously. And that's what we've got here at Orosur. So possibility of a sustained recovery and possibly up to that resistance line there from the end of November at 4.5. All of that while we remain around or above the 2 pence level and the floor of the gap over the near term. But good bullish divergence there as well. Does suggest that with this bear trap gap reversal, the shares are ready to rebound and stay up. Saw Seeing Machines given some positive coverage a couple of days back, and you can see why it's broken through the 50-day moving average at 2.55 pence. And also broken this line of resistance from January. While we're above the 2.5 pence area, looking for at least a recovery towards the top of this rising trend channel that I'm just about to draw near 3.8 pence, just below the current position of the 200-day moving average at 3.99 pence. Finishing off with Integumen, and here you can see that we've got yet another potential recovery situation here, just toying with the 200-day moving average at the moment, and that probably gives us a message that might be better just to wait and see whether we can get through that 200-day line on a weekly close basis. If we can, then the top of a rising trend channel from December at 2.6 pence would be the target, but as I said, might be worth just waiting on an end of day close above 1.7 pence, just breaking last month's resistance before assuming a further upside. If you're already in it, then 1.4 or just under 1.4 pence, the last swing low would be the stop loss on that. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.